Okay, where did we leave off here? That the world scale generality, and so our good three are saying here that we need to have a world consciousness. We need to come, and this is what we're saying in this, this is what we've been saying in this space, is that we need to get on the same page, and this is exactly what they were telling us 30 years ago, right? So this gender question, and we're going to be looking at a quote from Claudia von Werhoff, Claudia von Werhoff, for some reason, I like the way that sounds. I don't know why. Von Werhoff. I apologize, sister, if you ever hear this. But the gender question entails the second part of this is that they're looking at. The world scale generality of, hence, organizational subordination to, what is essentially a reforming movement, capitalism, quote unquote, being quite able to develop under conditions of legal and substantive gender equality. It is the further generalization from the pauperization of women to the pauperization of people on a world scale. And we've been arguing here that includes soul pauperization, perhaps even more deeply. It is the further generalization from the pauperization of women to the pauperization of people on a world scale. That is precisely the change in consciousness. The very effectiveness of the organizations in core zones may help to bring about as part of world scale movements that bypass and so subvert interstate arrangements. And just as an aside, don't you love their strategic thinking? Look at what they keep total focus on. What challenges the logic, the premises of the interstate system, and what doesn't? Strategic thinking. What do we want? What is our analysis for structuring our planning to achieve it? Now, Claudia von Werhoff puts it like this, quote, the production of human beings in a society like ours, i.e., in a society like ours means in a class, in a global class system. And her, please hear that frame in what she's saying. This is not at all to suggest a universal to humanness at all. So continuing, the production of human beings in a society like ours, global class system, however, is not only the most important, permanently necessary, and the most difficult task, it's also particularly frustrating. That is why women have developed a specifically feminine capacity for work. They had to develop it. It gets its orientation from the fertility of their bodies. Creating a new life through childbirth is the principle that women apply also to all other activities earlier for the common benefit of all people, today for the benefit of the system. And I have to just briefly interject because really, equally, when she uses this expression that she will, when she uses the expression feminine work capacity, slave work capacity works equally well. And I don't think it's helpful at this point to make too much of female generative capacities. As our good three are saying, the point is to generalize our movement focus. And I think von Werhoff would agree with that. As generalized and ever-growing immiseration is a structural requirement of class, global class. Continuing, everything that women do must bear fruit and it must be gratis, like the air we breathe. All these duties and qualities make up the feminine work capacity. Not the generalization of wage labor, But the generalization of housework is therefore the dream of all capitalists. Power, I would put it. There is no cheaper, more productive, or more fruitful human labor. And one can also enforce it without the whip. I believe that the restructuring of our economy will involve the effort to re-educate the men and force upon them, as far as possible, the feminine work capacity. And my interjection, I don't think there's any argument that that has, in fact, happened during these last 30-plus years. Continuing, an alternative is possible only if we, men and women, succeed in getting back forever, not simply the wage, but much more, namely the means of production, our bodies and our children, our houses and our land, our knowledge and our creativity, and the results of our labor. We want all this without continuing to depend on central powers like puppets, so that we can work for our own autonomous existence. Unquote. Thank you. Thank you so much, Claudia von Werhoff. And why haven't we heard more from this contribution? I mean, this was written even earlier, or at least at the same time. So it's the same question. What happens to all the hard work that is done by our good-hearted folks from academia? Continuing. The growing contradictions between, and this is continuing with our good three, the growing contradictions between relations of rule and relations of production will in all likelihood occasion a plethora of radical nationalist expressions and movements, quote unquote, but world scale movements. But world scale movements with emanation in various national arenas may prove world historically even more consequential. At least this is the major positive direction in which to move. And this of and that unquote, this is the conclusion of that chapter. And this, of course, explains why Empire was commissioned, Negri and Hart being, or were to be, the Hegel of this current post-capital full-scale strut of the global state, i.e. the Republic. And next week, we will continue with our reading of anti-systemic movements with chapter 5. We're going to be continuing, returning to chapter 5, 1968, the great rehearsal for what is what we're going to be asking. And thank you, as always, for listening. Until next week, peace.